This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.
On Life and Technology, we had a question a couple of weeks ago now from one of our listeners asking about the price difference between data on mobile internet and data on fixed line internet. And I gave my answer and I still stand by what I said, but I also thought, based on the amount of inquiries we had after the show and during the show from you, our listeners, it was worth further investigating this topic, because at the end of the day, there is a price difference and things are always changing, we know, but I thought it warranted a little bit more investigation. To help us do that is Laurie Patton. He's the CEO of Internet Australia. They're a peak industry group that basically looks after you, internet customers here in Australia. They're a not-for-profit organisation. Laurie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Charlie. I'm very well, and you?
I'm really well. Now, you heard the question that we got from our listeners about this. I guess the first question we need to ask you then is, why is mobile data more expensive than, say, fixed home broadband?
I think the answer is because it is. It's simply a matter of market forces. There's no particular reason. It's probably more expensive. Or the telcos will probably say it's more expensive to provide mobile phone facilities. But look, we're just we're a country that is accustomed to paying fairly high data rates for both mobile and fixed. It's just the way the market has developed, I think.
And is that, are things changing in that respect? I mean, look, we've seen unlimited data on mobile plans overseas, and I've had feedback that those plans have had various levels of customer satisfaction in their take-up. Are we potentially going to see that down the track here? Is there anything stopping that kind of thing happening?
No, I think it is changing, and the telcos are mindful of that. A lot more people are using smartphones, and they're using it a lot more often for things other than making phone calls. And so as people want and need more data, that will inevitably put pressure on the telcos to reduce their prices. It's a supply and demand thing.
And is it, as we continue to do demand more, we have seen prices drop, but do we get to a point where we can't see prices drop too much anymore? Because at the moment, I mean, I think I'm on about 13 gigabytes a month, and I'm paying about $45 or $50 a month, or there with unlimited calls and text here in Australia. It's a pretty good deal if I compare it to where we were 5 years ago. I mean, it's far cheaper and the service is much better. Can they continue to improve?
Oh, I think it will, because we're seeing new technology roll out all the time, and it's allowing the telcos to provide faster speeds. It's more reliable. There's greater coverage. They've got more customers. And so over time, they can afford to reduce the charges.
And I want to go back to the bit I mentioned before about unlimited data plans. We've seen them overseas. Do you have any information on why we don't see them here in Australia, especially we don't see them here in Australia at the moment?
I think it's just a historical factor. We just haven't had that history of unlimited downloads, and it just I think it, you know, it will increasingly be the case, but it's just a historical thing. It's the way the market has been structured.
And the I guess when we look at ourselves, Australia as a nation, we are different to many other countries in that we're quite further away than many other large population centres. Are those kinds of factors, do they contribute to the costs and the prices that we pay here in Australia for our internet?
Well, look, they certainly do, and especially in the case of mobile, but it's one of the reasons why we need a government-owned entity building the national broadband network, because if we were to rely on private enterprise to build our broadband network, they would cherry-pick the profitable areas, and there'd be large parts of Australia that would go uncovered. So it's, you know, really we are a vast nation, reasonably sparsely populated, and and it is an expensive operation to build any kind of infrastructure. But the point is, we didn't not build roads or railways. We didn't not provide people with electricity. So there's no excuse for not providing people with broadband access and mobile phones.
Yeah, absolutely. Lowering of prices, I guess, toward the cost of the individual amounts of data means that we can use more every month as part of our plans. But is that more important or less or about the same as focusing on the continued increase of broadband speeds?
Look, it's a very changing market. A couple of years ago, we had a prime minister who said that I won't build a broadband network just so people can watch television. The fact is people are increasingly watching television, and that is putting a lot of pressure on the system. So we need high speeds so that people can do the vast range of things that they do from, you know, emails and things like that right through to streaming video. The other thing that is really important is reliability, and that's where we're getting a lot of complaints at the moment. People are complaining not only about the slowness of the connections, but also the reliability. And so I think it's a combination of both. And as the number of people using the internet and the things they use it for increase, then that's going to mean we're going to need a 21st century broadband network. Not the one that we're building at the moment, which is pretty much rooted in the 20th century. And large parts of it will have to be rebuilt over the next 10 to 15 years because they're being built around aging copper that in many cases is 50 years old and will have to be replaced probably before the broadband network rollout is completed.
All right. Well, some thoughts there on the NBN as well. Laurie Patton, CEO of Internet Australia, thank you for joining us today to talk about mobile data versus fixed line and to start the discussion around further developments on the NBN. We appreciate your help.
My pleasure, Charlie. Anytime. Thank you very much.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment online, mobile, in store.